Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. What a joy it is to gather together on this beautiful Christmas morning with our church family. So let us begin with a word of praise. So when I hold my hand up, I invite you to join with me in saying, "Welcome the light. Welcome the light." Are you all ready? Okay. In a little town known for nothing much, God's holy child was born. Welcome the light. By the faint light of the moon, Mary and Joseph found their way. Welcome the light. Shone by a courtyard fire, the open stable door. Welcome the light. Warm breath of resting beasts, kindly sparkle in their eyes. Welcome the light. In the shadowy stable stall, Joseph kindled a lamp. Welcome the light. There, Mary gave birth to Jesus, called God with us. Welcome the light. Angels opened the doors of heaven, sang glory to God in the highest. Welcome the light. Shepherds saw the sky ablaze, left their sheep, and came to see. Welcome the light. In the darkest winter night, God set a brilliant star. Welcome the light. Magi from the east followed God's shining sign. Welcome the light. And on this Christmas day, with joy, we greet the child. Welcome the light. Amen. May we welcome the light indeed through our worship together today. Welcome to worship. And if you are visiting with us on this Christmas morning, we're so glad that you're here today. And if you'd like to know more about our community, let us know. We want to know you, and we will have attendance pads coming down the pews in a few minutes. And if you'd share with us your name and contact information, we'll reach out to you in the coming weeks and tell you more about our mission and ministry as a congregation. And we hope that your experience in worship today truly fills you with God's grace and peace. Our hope is that you know God's love through our community and your experience today. I want to share just a few brief announcements with you, and that's on the very back of your bulletin. You can kind of see the year as it is coming in January very soon, some things to look forward to. Next Sunday, I want to tell you about our service, New Year's Day. What a gift that we get to worship together on New Year's. What a way to start the year together. So I hope that you'll make plans to be here, 11 a.m., one service, for this very special service. John Wesley, the founder of United Methodism, he began a service back in the 1760s that renews one's commitment to Christ. So we are going to go back to that original language that's been modernized a little bit for us, and we're going to read those liturgies that are so powerful even today. And then we're going to hear witnesses. So we have four testimonies next week from members of our congregation. How has your commitment to Christ changed your life? And we have 22-year-old Abigail Durden, who will be there, 103-year-old Harold Humphreys, who will share his testimony. Wow, how about that, right? We have Catherine DeGroe, who will be there to share, and David Finley. This is going to be a powerful experience of renewing, as the year begins, our commitment to Christ and being inspired by one another to become more like Jesus in the coming year. And so I hope that you'll make time next Sunday, 11 a.m., to start the new year with worship with us. And that kicks off what will be a five-week series called Intentional Living. We are going to really look at what it means to live intentionally as a disciple in this world. So for 5 weeks, we're going to enjoy that sermon series and go deeper together. That's in January. And finally, just a word about our service today. We are a little bit more casual than we might normally be as we gather on this Christmas morning. And we're going to do something for others today, because we have received God's love in Jesus the Christ, and now we go and share it with others. And we know that there are people today who are without family, who are in rooms by themselves just down the street. And so this morning, during what would have been a sermon time, we're going to spend time serving together. So you see up front we have some flowers and vases prepared. There's a table with a lot of different cards for you to choose from. We're going to make flower arrangements and cards to take to our neighbors down the street in the nursing home. And so you'll see that in the bulletin as we work into that through our worship today. So with that, I think we have one more announcement from Thomas Netherland to share.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Hope yours was as colorful as mine. SPRC, Staff Parish Relations Committee would like to remind you that we have this Sunday and next Sunday to continue to collect offerings for our annual staff gift. So if you haven't given already and you'd like to, just mark on the envelope staff gift or in the memo section of the check, staff gift. We appreciate your donation. Thank you.
Well, now let us just take a moment and center ourselves in this place. You may draw your attention to our window of Mary and the Magi and the baby Jesus. May we ponder as we breathe in and breathe out the great gift that we have been given. And may we, with our whole self, rejoice in God's grace and peace this day. Welcome to worship.
Please stand as you're able, and let us join together in the call to worship. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Come, let us worship the God whose light brings hope to a weary world.
Thank you.
chapter 1, selected verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of our Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was indeed given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Well, as the candles are lit now, let us join together in our blessing of the Christ candle. Source of all light, we celebrate today the coming of your Word made flesh, your light of life to dwell among us. Bless these holy flames, that in their glow we may be blessed by your grace and abiding love. As candles grace our tables and our homes today, and in the days to come, let them remind us of your constant presence and your unwavering care. Bless us that we might reflect the light of Christ in our daily lives and in our world so desperate for the love, peace, hope, and joy this day brings. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen.
Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea,
to invite all the children to come forward now for children's time. Thanks for coming up. This is great. All right. How are you this morning? Merry Christmas. Yeah, so have you opened any gifts yet? Have you had... Yes, you opened two? Good. Have you opened some gifts? Not yet. Wow. Okay, so it's coming. You're going to be opening some presents, right? Very good. So... Oh, yeah? Wonderful. Santa's helpers helped you. That's good. So I want to ask you a question. What is a gift? What is a gift? Okay, yeah, something somebody gave to you, right? Anything to add to that? A gift is, now you don't, do you work to get a gift? Or do you earn something to get a gift? Yeah, some people do, but usually a gift, by definition, is just something that somebody gives you that's just free, right? It's for you. They wanted to give you something to benefit you. And so I think about that today, that we have been given this great gift. Wow, look at the sun coming through right now. Is that beautiful? We have been given this great gift of God's light and God's very own presence coming into the world through Jesus. It's this gift to us, and we don't do anything to earn it. We just receive it. We receive the gift of love and the gift of peace and joy, and then we give it away to somebody else. And so that's what we're going to do today. So you see over here, we've got all these flowers and these vases. And so we're going to make these little gifts of flower vases to give to people in nursing homes today as a way to show God's love to them through our community. So we want you to remember that, that there is nothing we do to earn God's love or to lose God's love. It's this gift that we are given all the time, free to us. And all we have to do is receive it, and then we give it to other people by caring for them and loving for them, just as God loves us. All right, will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for Christmas. Help us to receive your love, this free gift, and then, Lord, help us to give it to others. In your name, amen. Well, won't you stand now and greet one another? Wish you Merry Christmas. we share in our prayers of the community, I will lift up prayers and I invite you to join with me in saying, Lord, hear our prayers. I want to begin with asking for your prayers for a dear friend of mine, Dorian. Dorian lost her dad this week to a brain aneurysm, very sudden, right before Christmas. And so I pray for Dorian and her whole family as they grieve the loss of her dad. We lift them to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for Ellen Allen, member of our congregation who had surgery for breast cancer this week. The surgery went very well. She's recovering, but there is more waiting now to see what the next steps are. So we pray for Ellen. We lift her to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. We've had many that have had health concerns in this last month, and so are entering into this next year with still some uncertainty about their health. So I want to lift up Ron Van Wyck, who's here today. We're so glad to see you, and we pray for your continued health and healing. We pray for Ronnie McKitty's mother, who is still facing cancer surgery. And then Elizabeth Lancaster, her dad in North Carolina, fell and broke his other hip. He had broken one not very long ago and now broke another one. And so we pray for him. And as Liz is from a distance, how hard that can be in caring for her folks. So we pray for her. We lift her to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. And all of those who are supporting family members who are ill, who are grieving, we just pray for caregivers everywhere on this day. We lift them to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. There are many traveling this week, and we pray for safety on the highways and airports in our country and beyond. We pray for those who are traveling. Lord, hear our prayers. And those who are not home for Christmas, armed forces across the world, those who work places far away from family who are grieving not being there today, we lift them to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. And there have been many acts of violence this week across our world. We pray for those in Germany who are grieving, those in Turkey, Aleppo, throughout the Middle East. We lift all of the places where there is violence and we pray for peace. We lift that to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. From our prayer cards this morning, prayers for Patty King. She fell and now has a severe concussion. And we pray for her. I think she's into just day 4 or 5 of this. So as she recovers, we lift up Patty to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. And this morning, I would just ask if there are any other prayers that you have on your heart that you'd like to share in this time. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. And your friend's name?
Clark.
We pray for Clark, whose son had an overdose and drugs. Well, we lift that whole family, surround them with God's love and care. We lift them to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Yes.
He has an Aunt Jennifer that lost her husband in August and is just really having a hard time.
So prayers for the loss, Jennifer's husband. We pray, especially during this time of grief, for those who are not here. We lift Jennifer to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Yes, so Drudy, a member of our congregation, her son, I believe, was able to come home from the hospital today, but we pray for him and his recovery and the whole family as they support him. We lift them to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Thank you. Oh, Patty, yes. For Stephen, for his health. Patty lifts up Stephen for his health. We lift him up to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. Let us now turn together to our prayer litany as it's printed in your bulletin. God of unimaginable love, on the first Christmas you became one of us. We celebrate your love for every person in every place and time. God of all humanity, you offered your peace to anyone who would be satisfied with your presence. We celebrate your peace in your church and accept your commission to share it in all the world. God of the shepherds, you announce your arrival among us to the poorest, the most humble. We celebrate your good news to each of us and to everyone right here where we are. God of the manger, you came to us through your Son in a small and simple place. We celebrate your presence with us this day in this small place made glorious by your being in it. God of deliverance, you came to be one of us in order to deliver all of us. We celebrate your protection and mercy toward all who are sick or in trouble. God of birth, when you became as we are, you open yourself to each of us, no matter who or what we are. We celebrate this day your kingdom, and that we are welcome in it right now and always. Keep us close, now and in the life to come. God of Christmas, bless us as we once again celebrate your coming into your creation. Amen. And we pray together now the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite our ushers to come forward now to receive our morning offering. We give because we are so grateful for all that God has given us, and we pray that God will use what we give today for God's work through the church to bless the world.
Thank you. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Service in which we are going to serve together. And so you're invited to spend some time here making a flower arrangement, just choosing from various flowers and putting together a nice piece for someone down at the apple tree courts. I spoke with their director this week, and I shared this idea with her, and she said, You don't know how wonderful that would be on Christmas. And so may we, as we come to the front and visit with one another, may we keep the people there in our hearts and minds so that this is a living prayer that we are doing. We are remembering all of those who are alone today, that somehow through our presence and prayer and small gift, they may know God's love for them and that they are not alone. So thanks be to God for the gift of this time together. So come forward now, make a flower arrangement or a card or both. Thank you. more minutes, we'll gather back for our prayer. Join with me in a spirit of prayer as we bless these gifts that we are going to offer our folks down the street. So let us pray together. God, we are so grateful for the gift of this day and the gift of your Son, and we just pray that through these small gifts of flowers that your Spirit would be present and that all of those who receive may know your love through this and through us and through our community. So bless those who receive this morning in your name. Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, they named him Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Commissioning, proclaim the good news. The word of God dwells among us. The light of God shines in the world. Sing praises. Shout for joy. Celebrate the hope and promise of this day. Go with the peace of God in your hearts. Amen. Go with that peace indeed. Go and bear witness to the love of God in this world and in you, so that those for whom love is a stranger, and there are those for whom love is a stranger, may find in you generous friends. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters. Go in peace. Amen.